Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have another entry into the most disturbing category called I Saw the Devil. And this one's Korean in origin, and you guys know, I mean, if you're veterans of this subgenre, that could mean we're in for quite the movie. However, this one I was told is actually just really good. The violence and disturbing stuff is there, but it's not gratuitous or it's not, you know, just there for shock. It's woven into the story and has a purpose, which is kind of rare in this category. A lot of these movies are just super over the top and do things just to shock you. But another thing about this one, it comes in at 2 hours and 22 minutes. So I had to put this one off for a little while until I had time to do it right. And to my new listeners, what that means is I had to get the unrated version and I had to watch it with the subtitles. So I wanted to make sure I got the original vibe and, you know, the essence of what it was maintained. So what is this one about? Well, a woman is kidnapped on the road by this serial killer and, you know, he brutally kills her. Her husband happens to be this top secret agent guy. And after her death, he begins to do an investigation into who killed her. Now, after he runs through these suspects, spoiler free, he finally finds the one that, you know, killed his wife. Now, he confronts him. Now, this is about 50 minutes into the movie. So I'm thinking, well, what are they going to do for the rest of the movie if he's caught him already? That's where I'm not going to go any more into the plot at all. I'm going to stop there. Because things take a really unexpected turn, because he does exact a little revenge, but then he sets him free. And I'm like, well, why did he do that? Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. You'll have to watch it to find out. Because this isn't a normal review, but I do have to say, this was just a really good movie. I usually don't suggest these kind of movies to, you know, the novice, you know, audience, if you're not prepared for this kind of cinema. But I would completely endorse this one. The praise is well deserved. I don't think I've ever seen a revenge movie crafted in this way that challenges you not only with what you are seeing, but morally with what the agent does. And you see the repercussions to how he handles the situation. And, I mean, I could identify with everything he did, but on the other hand, maybe he shouldn't have done it the way he did based on how things ultimately turned out. But again, that's a question you have to answer for yourself. But was it disturbing? I mean, that's why we're here. Well, it does have cannibalism, rape, body dismemberment, graphic violence in the form of beatings, stabbings, bone breaking. But that's par, you know, for course for this kind of thing. But the way it's done here feels heavier. I mean, like there's more gravity to it. So, with that being said, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being really disturbing, I'm going to put this one right at a 3. I mean, it's nothing that you haven't seen in regards to disturbing, shocking stuff. So, normally this would be a 2, but because of, you know, I connected with what was going on and everything, that's why I gave it that extra point at a 3. So, that's, you know, where it's going to come in at. Now, it's difficult for me to kind of explain why you should watch this other than, like I said, an hour in, there's this twist that happens, and you're going to be on the edge of your seat wondering how it's all going to play out. So I will say that. I'll leave it right there. So this is actually one of those rare disturbing movies. I think I've maybe endorsed one other one. Well, slight recommendation. I can't think of what it was right now. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Check out the Instagram. Check out the Facebook. I also do have a TikTok where I'm doing different kind of content over there that I'm not doing over here. I got a lot of stuff coming out, so definitely be on the lookout for it. Thank you very much. I do appreciate the support. Appreciate all the new subscribers. And yeah, keep going on this ride with me. Thank you once again, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.